And as we go to Around the Hardwood, I do have some information to give out first. After I did my research, all of it is all WNBA stuff, but we have some information to give out. Mr. Kobe Johnson, the new CBA deal, as he disappeared for a minute, the new CBA deal in the WNBA is 7 years. This deal will go all the way through to 2032. So, Mr. Johnson, the new CBA is 7 years.
Well, congratulations. The owners did get a victory in that one because I really believe the players should have argued for it to be much, much shorter. And I'm thinking they probably only went as far as three or four. I think they should have started them at one and then try to muscle their way up so they can have a shorter deal in place. But the owners got a good victory. Having that collective bargaining agreement being 7 years, that's more to their favor than the players. But to the players' credit, they understand that they are incrementally making strides, and I think that's what they had to understand. And finally, I think they're feeling that they have some power. But I think they realize with this CBA how limited that power really is.
Check your mic. Make sure it is.
Hey, sweet nigga. All right, is that better?
You go. I didn't want to interrupt you while you was talking, so I wanted to,
No, I
get
appreciate
you
that.
talking.
I appreciate that. This wonderful program said that it was set to this mic, then all of a sudden it just switched overnight.
So that's one news. Any other news before we get to the big news of the day? We had the expansion draft for this Friday.
They needed to give it some time.
This Friday. And with the expansion draft, I believe, make sure I got everything right. The coin toss from last Friday, the Toronto Temple won, and they decided to take the sixth pick in the actual draft, which means the Portland Fire will get the first pick in the expansion draft on Friday. There'll be two rounds. Both teams will get six picks each in each round. For those who are wondering, each team that's already available, they can select up to five players to protect.
Ooh, that's it? Only five?
Only five.
Oh, wow.
Only five. I'm real great. Let me see. After the coin toss Friday, the Toronto Temple chose to pick six in the first round of the upcoming WNBA draft will be held 10 days after the expansion draft, so April 13th. Put that on your calendar.
So they didn't move the draft. Okay. I didn't think they would, but I wanted to see if they thought about doing it.
Yeah. That means the other new team for 2026, the Portland Fire, will have the first pick in the expansion draft of the two franchises that will be held April 3rd. Then the Fire will pick seventh in the standard draft, so they'll pick right after the Toronto Temple. The expansion draft will be two rounds with 12 selections each. Portland and Toronto will alternate picks and select from a designated pool of players left unprotected by the other 13 teams.
Oh,
By
shout out to
this
my. Okay, sorry. Sorry, go ahead.
by Sunday, this coming Sunday, those teams must submit to the league a list of five protected players who will not be available for selection in the expansion draft.
Shout out to my parents, since this expansion draft is going to happen on April 3rd. Yeah, and happy anniversary to you guys. That'll be number 54 in the books. So I'm happy to say that to you all.
50. Oh, whew.
54 years. Shout out to my parents. Love you, mom. Love you, dad.
That's one hell of a marriage.
Yeah, it is.
50. Oh. So there you go. You have the Spencer Draft news. You have your collective bargaining agreement news. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I pass it over to my co-host for the most wonderful news of all.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now the WNBA can begin prospering because the Connecticut Sun have reached an agreement to sell the team. And yes, they're going to sell the team to Tillman Fertitta. Now, you might not know that name. Playmaker does. I'm sure probably even Snowman does. Some of you might, but for those who don't, Tillman Fertitta is the owner, current owner, of the Houston Rockets. So now he has the controlling interest of the Connecticut Sun, and they will move from Connecticut back to Houston come 2027. The WNBA Board of Governors still needs to approve the sale of the move. And the Sun are being sold, not the Suns. The Sun are being sold for...
This is the last year you have to do that. But after this season, you won't have to worry about that no more.
Right. Oh, Lord. The Sun, not to be confused with the Suns, are being sold for a record $300 million. Sources told ESPN. The team will play in Connecticut for the upcoming season, that's this year, before moving to H-10 and becoming the Comets once again. Yes! Justice has prevailed! The Connecticut Sun president, Jen Rosati, she had this to say toward the Associated Press. Quote, I would have loved to remain in the region for our fan base and for the fact that I think this region deserves a women's basketball team. At the same time, it wasn't my decision, and I'm at a point now where my focus turns to making this the best season we can have and a memorable one for our fans. It's an opportunity to say thank you to them. Close quote. The UConn's women's basketball team is enough of what?
Yeah, that's what happens when some sleazy and skeezy things happen with that Boston sale, you know? Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, they were supposed to be in Boston. What happened to that, Jenny? So this ends a 23-year run by the team in New England after the team moved to Connecticut from Orlando in 2003. Houston was one of the groups that expressed interest in buying the team last year, eventually raising its bid from $250 million. That was the amount that Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia paid for their expansion fees. And now with the $300 million sale price, that's the highest for which a team has been sold in WNBA history. The Sun had an offer for $325 million from a group led by Celtics minority owner Steve Pakulia. Pagluccia.
That yet again. Would have... again, some sleazy and skeezy things that happened with that Boston sale. You said 325, right?
Yeah, 325.
So they decided not to take $25 million more to be in Boston. Think about that.
Yeah. So, the Celtics minority owner, Steve Pagliuca, was going to have that team bought and move the franchise further up New England. But the WNBA basically blocked that deal from happening, saying that, quote, relocation decisions are made by the WNBA Board of Governors, owners, and not by individual teams.
Cool. Wait a minute. What was the first part of that whole article that you read? That don't the Board of Governors still have to vote on this move to Houston too?
Yes, the WNBA Board of Governors still needs to approve the sale and the move. And this article was pressed as of 9:30 a.m. Eastern today, or Monday, or March the 30th.
Should I let you continue, or do I just go off right here?
Have at it.
You two-timing face league! How you gonna sit here and say it has to be approved by the Board of Governors for a team to relocate, And y'all haven't even decided to relocate Kinetic Sun to Houston yet. But you going to take $25 million less to go to Houston when you could have been $25 million more richer. See, let's go up, what, an hour, maybe two up north?
About two and a half hours.
They go to Boston. It has nothing to do with me not liking the comments or going at Cole. This is the stupidity that Cole Jones has been talking about ever since that stupid deal from Boston went the way that it went. And his land, he landed out right in front of you.
That was common.
The two FaceTime WNBA Board of Governors. Carry on.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yeah. Sometimes these Board of Governors are owners. Or rather comical. The league went on to say that other teams had gone through the expansion process and had priority over Boston. Rosati went onward to say, quote, this decision has always sat at the ownership level, and we worked hard as a front office to make us New England's WNBA team. Playing and selling out two games in Boston shows this is a market that can support a team at a significant level. Close quote. They support UConn's women's team. That's good enough for them. You can't compete against them. Have fun. I'm sorry.
Hey, stop being a homer on this one.
Puppet Kathy Engelbert, WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert, said during a news conference to announce three new expansion teams that Houston was up next. Now, since Mark Davis bought the Las Vegas Aces back in 2021, the league has also added new owners that have some sort of an NBA tie, like the Valkyries, for example. They came into the league last season. They're owned by the Warriors. Portland, Toronto, they're coming to the WNBA this season. Of course, those ownership groups are connected to NBA teams. The next three, which will be in Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia, all of them are owned by NBA groups in those cities. And should the Sun move to Houston, they will be owned by an NBA team too. The WNBA just agreed to a new collective bargain agreement last week where teams need to have top-notch facilities similar to those of NBA franchises. But you ain't paying them, Jack. Announcing the deal now allows the franchise to have clarity for potential free agents who could sign with the Sun next month. Rosati said of the Sun's general manager, quote, Morgan Tuck started last offseason with the rebuild after our old roster turned over. You mean to tell me the fire sale where the Sun turned from being in the penthouse to the house? Overnight? I'm sorry.
That was the first time we should have known something was going down.
Yeah. I'll continue with the quote. She will now have clarity and strategic decisions regardless where it is if we remained in Connecticut or moving. With this new CBA in place, she can really evaluate the salary cap situation and build around the young core we have established. Close quote. Now, for those who are unaware of exactly what this woman is saying, this is what she's saying. We got to make sure that we can save as much money as we can as a franchise so that when we do sell it, we will not be selling it and have nothing to profit off of it. So if it means we got to dump players and give the new Houston Comets nothing, well, that's what it will mean. And so be it. And if they complain, tough. That's what Rosati was saying. I'm sorry. The Houston Comets were one of the original franchises in the league that won the first 4 WNBA championships from 1997 to 2000. They disbanded after the 2008 season due to poor ownership. Wow, what a full circle moment. And remind me, three of those championships, they beat whom? Playmaker, I forgot the team. Oh, the silence is well, you already know what the silence means. Rockets alternate governor, Patrick Fertitta.
So you want to take a shot at me?
I was not taking a shot.
You want to take a shot at me because it don't matter who they beat. It's just the fact they have four titles.
I was not taking a shot.
Don't worry. Your downfall is coming.
I was not taking a shot. I really was not. I was not taking a shot. My mind blanked. I mean, that's what happens. I'll be 53 and 4 weeks. I mean, sometimes it just matter just disappears in my brain. I forgot who they beat. Three out of
five. That's a lie.
Oh my gosh, that was beautiful. Thank you, Palmeca. That was beautiful. Rockets alternate governor, Patrick Fertitta, he had this to say about the matter. Quote, "My family and I are thrilled for the opportunity to bring the Houston Comets back to this incredible city. Houston has a proud championship history in the WNBA, with banners from the Comets' four historic championship seasons still hanging in the Raptors of Toyota Center, which they did not win any of those in that building, I may add. We believe the time is right to begin the next great era of Comets basketball, and we look forward to working with the WNBA as we move through this process." Close quote. Now, the last WNBA team to move cities was the Aces. They relocated from San Antonio 9 years ago. Now, Rosati went onward to say, quote, "What I don't want people to forget is that the Mohegan Tribe stepped up when nobody wanted an NBA team, and there were NBA owners folding franchises left and right. I hope that regardless of people's feelings around this, they'll remember that we had a really supportive ownership group that poured into the franchise for over two decades. The decision they made now doesn't erase the fact that they were there for the WNBA in a time of need and kept them going when it wasn't popular as it is now to have a franchise." Close quote.
And yet y'all didn't fight for that Boston sale.
And committed a fire sale last offseason.
We could keep going, but we got a lot to get through.
Yes, we do. And I would love to continue to roast Jen Rosati because she's trying to play PR exec for the Sun. Admit it, sister. Your team is poor and broke and they needed to sell them and get the money and turn a profit. Deal with it. Move to Houston or get on elsewhere.
And then you're still taking $25 million less, which is stupid.
That makes it even funnier. I'm like, you mean to tell me you took a deal from a city, I mean, from an owner that actually finagled you to ask for $25 million less. And you're moving it further away from where you are than up 2.5 or 2 hours northeast. That makes it even funnier. Even though some crap that we're about to enter into later on in this program is really going to make me sour, that made me laugh. Thank you, Jen Rosati.
Dummies? You. And Kathy Engelbert, you dumb as hell, too.
Like I said, she's a puppet. You thought I was lying.
I'm going to hop on this $25 million because this is just stupid. Granted, okay, yes, Cole is raving the old victory flag. He's getting the Comets back. Yay, but he know how stupid y'all are.
Yeah. You turned down $25 million and a move that's a whole lot more feasible to boot.
And guess what? Y'all come in and say, we want to keep the team in the Northeast region. You
had the opportunity.
Thank you for Cole Johnson for being my co-host because he knew exactly what I wanted to say and put it in proper perspective because I probably wouldn't have said it right then.
You had the opportunity.
How you want to keep a team in the Northeast? You had the opportunity and then you took less money.
And it's moving out of the region.
Make it make sense.
Oh my!
For all you that was fans of the Sun and enjoy having a WNBA team in Northeast, because trust me, that Boston area, I don't care what y'all say, that Boston area supports basketball, with no doubt.
Yeah,
y'all can be angry. I have no qualm with y'all being angry, because yes,
I don't either.
This is stupid.
I don't have any qualms with them being angry either. Seriously, forget the fact this team's moving to Houston. Of course, barring the Board of Governors decide to block it, but I doubt they will, because the Sun has been showing they've been losing money and bleeding it. But that is that's grossly unfair to that fan base. The fact that the fact you had a deal where the people who owned the team could have earned more money with the sale, and you would have kept it in the region where those people in Connecticut would have probably would have traveled a bit at times to go to Boston, because that's not, because it's not far from where all of the state of Connecticut is. But you sell the team to Houston. I'm like, I would be pissed if I was a Sun fan too. I'd be royally pissed.
No, we don't want till 325 yet. No, we don't want that 325. Oh, you doing three? We'll take three.
Yeah, we'll take the 300 and we'll move it completely out the region.
What? And then you talking about one of the most historic franchises that's going to be the owner of the team.
Yeah.
And the Boston Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All they know is championships.
Yeah, because to this moment, they own the most amount in the NBA with 18. So, yeah, I mean,
what the Rockets got? What, 1-2 championship, does it?
Two. No, well, I'm sorry. Six.
I said Rockets. I didn't say Comets.
Okay, I'm sorry. Two. Don't you slight 1995. That's right. You would slight 1995.
Oh, I said one or two. I didn't just stop at one. I said one or two.
I know.
I know the one. The one is sketching my memory. I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, you were a tyke. Heck, were you in grammar school?
Yeah.
Maybe not. Oh, barely. You barely were in grammar school when it happened. Yeah.
It's my 95, yeah.
Yeah. But to your point of pedigree and championship history and lore and fervor. Yeah. And the fact that area is rich in having women's basketball be huge, because I mean, UConn has become a factory. I mean, how long has that college been reloading talent? I mean, it's probably going on 25 years now. I mean, it's just
25. Now I'm giving you a nugget, a future nugget here. 25 straight Final Fours for Gino Urahima.
That's what I'm saying.
25 straight.
Yeah, I was about to say.
That man doesn't know nothing less than Final Four.
Right. I was going to say that's been a factor for at least a quarter of a century. And so you know women's basketball is huge in that area just because of them. You're moving that team from a basketball, a women's basketball rich area and a basketball rich area in general, because that's what Boston is. And look, I ride for Houston. Like, I live there and again now, but I ride for Houston and I love the city. Always will, no matter where I live. Don't mean I'm going to live here the rest of my life, but I mean, it's just, I love Houston. But in terms of pedigree, do I think they have anything over the Celtics? No. Do I think they even have anything over UConn? I don't think so. Just because, simply put, women's basketball is best served there, but I think UConn probably usurped how they were doing business with the Sun, because I think they just were may want to turn a quick buck and found out that the WNBA was not making money at the time and they were bleeding it and they just wanted to get rid of it. And then all of a sudden now when the league is making money, they have to sell it because they're too far gone. Yeah, it's just, it's messed up. But sorry, Boston. Sorry that you had to take this L. But the WNBA is better to have a WNBA team in Houston. I mean, the first bits of history was made in this city. So it's only right and only fair, starting in year 31, that we're going to have a Houston Comets team. It only is fair. What sucks, though, is the ownership group up in Connecticut screwed themselves royally. Heck, you might as well think that there are holes the way they got screwed. How do you turn down $25 million? And then you had your president do a poor PR job and said that we wanted to keep the team. Basically, we wanted to have the team be a great New England product. But you sell it to somebody that's going to move it down all the way to Houston. That's a prime example of trying to piss on people and say it's rain. Come on, Rosati. You know better than that. Anyway, congratulations to Houston. I'm glad that the Comets will be coming back. Unfortunately, it will not be this year. It will be in the spring of next year. But boy, I'm excited to see them return. And that concludes this edition's Around the Hardwood.
But we're gonna do a little NBA talk here, sir, because Mr. Johnson, as we've been doing our due diligence to make sure we keep up with the March Madness, because that's that time of the year. NBA is coming up because, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Johnson, here is all the teams that are participating in postseason action. From, yeah, Oklahoma City, the Arena Defending Champs, division winners. San Antonio Spurs, division winners. The Lakers are in the postseason. The Nuggets are in the postseason. The Timberwolves, the Rockets, Suns, Clippers, Trailblazers, and Warriors are all in the postseason. Only thing that is certain is that OKC and San Antonio are in the actual playoffs themselves, and the Portland Trailblazers and the Golden State Warriors will be in the play-in. That is the West side. Anything you want to say on that, or you want to go ahead and go to the East?
Kudos to the Spurs, because I think I don't think anyone had them being the number two seed in the East, West, and pretty much number two seed overall. I think the growth of that team has just about overshadowed the efforts that OKC has. So, yeah, kudos to the Spurs, man. Kudos to them. And I'm proud of the Clippers. The Clippers were at one time an 11 seed. They now have moved up to 8. I'm proud of you guys. I'm so
You will see the Clippers in the postseason, sir. So you got your wish.
Yes, I will see them in the postseason. Will I see them in the first round? That'll be a different story. But yes, I will see them in the playoffs. So I'm proud of the Clippers.
To the East we go. The Detroit Pistons, the Boston Celtics clinch playoff spots. They haven't won the division yet. They have clinched playoff spots. Playoff spots, along with the New York Knicks, Cleveland Cavaliers, Toronto Raptors, Atlanta Hawks, Philadelphia 76ers, Orlando Magic, Miami Heat, and the Charlotte Hornets will all be part of the postseason play. Difference is, only two teams are actually in the playoffs. Everybody else is fighting to see where they'll be at seeding-wise. Mm-hmm. Cole Johnson, the East.
The Pistons started off hot. I think I won't say cooled, but I think the momentum slowed them a little bit. Kudos to the Celtics for not having Tatum and still giving you top four seed in the East effort. Kudos to them. I'm a little disappointed in the Cavs because I expected them to be a little better. But, I mean, hey, they still, you know, they still will probably more than likely host a first round series. We can no longer trust the process, obviously. And I'm going to give it to the Raptors. I didn't think that they would actually sneak up into the top six. I thought they would probably languish in the play-in area. But I know they have to still win some games to actually solidify that. But still, I did not see them being fifth or sixth. I thought they'd be ninth. I thought they would be where basically the Heat are, but unfortunately the Heat, they suffered some injuries, and that's why they are where they are. But, yeah, definitely kudos to the Celtics. I don't give a crap who you are. You did not see the Celtics being a number two seed in the East this year. You did not. But shout out to Jaylen Brown for putting Kiwi on uniforms. That's helping people out.
There are just certain things, Coach, I just won't let go.
Devastoid, you dip your head into men's chests, and you see this black, you see this black ink that's on them that didn't exist before. Dude puts Kiwi on his head.
All I say is there's certain things you won't let go. Let me explain it.
I'm sorry, dude puts Kiwi on his head. No, and I will not let that go because now I'm not going to call him Jenna Brown no more. I'm going to call him Kiwi.
I could have MVP talk right now, but I'm going to say that for later. Later down the road when you get there. So there you go. Everybody, me and Cole Johnson, we will see some postseason action. Even though I think neither one of us want to see postseason action, to be honest with you.
You're right about that. I cannot believe what I am seeing. Here I am. It is March 30th, 2026. I was supposed to have a wonderful early to mid-April where the Rockets, they have Kevin Durant, and this was supposed to propel them to be one of the four best teams in the West, and they were supposed to basically be ready to host the first two rounds of the NBA playoffs. And before then, we were going to have the Cougars, the University of Cougars men's basketball team, avenge that last minute in the national championship 11 months ago, and have a gift wrap to where they would have the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight game in their own home city. And they both were disappointed. Let's start with the Cougars first. We didn't even get the Friday. And I'm looking, and it's like 10 minutes to go in the game, and the score is 46-31 Illini. And I'm like, Lord have mercy. It looks like the Cougs, who like to run it up and down to be athletic, they just got out-muscled and out-manned. It's just disappointing. It's utterly disappointing that we have to deal with this again. Kelvin Sampson, I love you, brother. I do. I love you. But your team just don't cut the mustard. It's like
in your own backyard.
It's as if we have to be accustomed to understanding that disappointment must befall a Cougars fan. And it's just upsetting to me that this is what we had to deal with. I don't understand this. I don't. Somebody, anybody, anybody, help me out. How did we get here? How in your very own home city we have to deal with this disappointment? I mean, you got bashed in the paint. You couldn't do jack with rebounding. They grounded you to a halt. And in your own home city, look, the campus is probably, I don't know, maybe 5-6 miles away from Toyota Center. You didn't have that far to travel, and you still acted as though you were the team that weren't ready to play. I was supposed to be on this program, lauding the fact that you'd be one of the four Final Four teams ready to go in Indianapolis, that you successfully defended home court en route to getting there, and they would avenge their loss last year to the eventual defending champs, but they decided to get beat one round before you did. They got beaten in round 32. You chumps got served up in the Sweet 16 round. But congratulations to the Illini. They proved that they weren't flukes. They beat Houston like a drum. They beat Iowa like a drum. And now they will be going on in Indianapolis, the South Region champs, and now one of the four final teams of this year in the men's side. So I'm on the men's basketball side. So, yes, I'm happy for the Illini. But the Cougs, this was a disappointing effort. And I felt within my gut that you all were going to be failures. But I wanted to have faith in you. Because I was thinking, okay, well, they may make it again to the national championship. I doubt it. But I think they have a good chance of making it to the Final Four, which it was made better by the fact that Florida got bounced out. But no. You sell the Illini short, and the Illini sent you home. And, yeah, you were able to wake up in your own bed, but you did not have to wake up to drive to Toyota Center Saturday, because you all looked like chumps in your own backyard. Oh, speaking about looking like chumps in your own backyard, let's start with the Rockets. Let's start with how the Rockets just been looking like chumps. Now, they were at one time knocking down the door to the number 2 seed in the West. They were this close to locking down the number 3 seed. Then L.A. comes to town. And they didn't beat them down once. No. They beat them down twice. But the embarrassment didn't stop there. No. They went to Denver. And you would have thought, okay, well, Denver, they were the number 6 seed at the time. The Rockets were number 3 seed. They get skunked. And now, Denver's the number 4 seed. The Lakers are now the number 3 seed. But, they still need to, they still need to at least scratch their way back up to relevance and back up to respectability. I mean, they played the Timberwolves, went up to the Twin Cities, had a double-digit lead in overtime, only to lose the game. How do you lose a game when you have double-digit leads in overtime? I have no idea.
108 Houston, 95 Minnesota, 3 minutes to go in overtime.
How do you lose a double-digit overtime lead? How? How is that possible? So,
this is courtesy of ESPN. This is what they had at that moment, but 3 minutes ago. 99.7% probability win for the Rockets, which is 0.3 for the Timberwolves. And that was your final score.
You chumps didn't even score another point the rest of the game. You chumps didn't score a point the rest of the game. You had a 108-95 lead, and you didn't score another point the rest of the game. You got Kevin Durant that's supposed to be solving that problem. Where he at? Our parents and goon, who was supposed to be an easy bucket within the paint. Where he at? The Rockets are vastly disappointing me. Disappointing me. So you take a big-time L to the Nuggets. You take two big-time L's to the Lakers, at home, I may add. And you take an L to the Timberwolves where you lose a double-digit lead in overtime. Since to the point that I actually asked playmakers, is there any way that the Rockets can sink down to the 11th place? They don't even qualify for the play-in round. He was like, nope. The Rockets will at least be in the play-in round. I was like, oh. And then I looked at the standings. I said, okay. All right, so the Rockets right now, they're currently the number 6 seed, and the number 3 seed is the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm so sick of the Rockets. I am so sick of them. This is how sick I am of them. I want them to lose games 1, 2, 3, and 4. I want them to be swept off the court of Toyota Center in the first round of playoffs. Let that glory hound LeBron James beat the Rockets down silly and have them advance to get beat down by OKC. Oh, not OKC, by San Antonio probably. I can't stand how the Rockets are, and I don't want the Lakers to win a game. And that's how pitiful the Rockets are, and that's how much I do not want to see them advance in the playoffs. I am sick of them.
This man literally just said he wants the Lakers to sweep the Rockets. Oh, my gosh.
Not beat them in 7. Not beat them in 6. Not a gentleman sweep. Sweep. Put the brooms on their behinds and send them off the court. They don't belong with the Thunder, with the Spurs, with the Lakers, with the Nuggets, and the Timberwolves. They don't belong in the same court as they do. Forget the Pistons, the Knicks, who they lost a double-digit lead to in Madison Square Garden. Or the Celtics, heck, they don't even belong on the same court as the Cavs, and the Cavs cough up leads and act as though they don't know how to play defense. I dislike how the Rockets are. This was supposed to be a problem solved, even with Fred VanVleet injuring himself and being out for the season. This was supposed to be a time where you had Kevin Durant lift this squad up to being no worse than a number 3 seed. But no. You barely can play against the Thunder. But if they're healthy, you can't beat them. You barely can hang with the Spurs. You can't hang with the Lakers. You all of a sudden you can't hang with the Nuggets. And now you don't even know how to beat the Timberwolves, even in having a double-digit lead in overtime. Your fate should be that you get swept by the Los Angeles Lakers in the first round. Swept. S-W-E-P-T. Swept. Because that's how disappointing you all have been this season. And I don't retire now, LeBron. Retire now. And you chumps, I want you chumps to go down to them. I hope Luka boogies up, down, and sideways all over you. He scores 40 every single game that you play. Rockets, you make me sick. I can't talk about them no more. You make me sick. I want to vomit.